Yes, it is a welcome move in terms of strengthening accountability and making sure that people who've been removed from public office on the grounds of misconduct don't actually sneak back in via parliament. And so it's a positive move, but it probably does not go far enough because what this proposed bill only does is to stop them from being members of parliament. But it doesn't stop them from holding any other public office in the country. And so we think that a better option would be to amend the relevant sections that relate to impeachment to include a specific section that says that you cannot hold any public office, not just parliament.
I think most citizens listening to the show would agree with you. They're clapping their hands at what you've just said there. I'm quite surprised somebody like Linus Breitenbach wouldn't go the whole way on something like this.
I'm not sure why they didn't. I think maybe they thought it would be easier just to amend the qualification for parliament and not consider others. And traditionally, a smaller amendment is more likely to get the buy-in of all political parties in parliament, and so it has a greater chance of passing versus a more widespread amendment, which will actually solve the problem. Because currently, if you look at the Constitution, there are three people under the Constitution that can be impeached. It is the President, the judges, and members of Chapter 9 institutions. But it is only the President, in terms of Section 89, who is prevented from holding any other public office. When it comes to judges or impeached judges and impeached Chapter 9 institutions, they can hold any other public office. So the key loophole that needs to be closed is this alignment between Section 89, Section 177, and Section 194 of the Constitution, so that you close the loop. If you are impeached, you can no longer hold any public office, and you should, that should be the consequence of impeachment. So that's the amendment that ideally should come out of this process.
Are you confident that Parliament will actually vote this into being? I find it quite interesting. We know that the MK party is going to be quite miserable as a sparrow in a thunderstorm about that one. I'm very curious to see how the ruling parties, which is in fact all the ruling, the ANC, how they're going to respond to that.
Well, to be quite honest, Shafiq, I think it goes back to how you opened the conversation to say that South Africans will be clapping at this kind of amendment. And so it really should be the South Africans who put pressure on political parties to accept this amendment, because it is really in the interest of keeping our institutions honest and making sure that wrong people don't go into parliament after they have been removed at other public institutions. So it is in the interest of South Africans and keeping our institutions honest. So that means all South Africans should put pressure on the political parties. And those political parties who oppose this kind of amendment should be isolated and reminded next time the elections come that they voted to endorse people who do wrongdoing in public office.
It certainly is going to be an interesting chapter going forward in terms of this legislation. Do you think that it's a good warning to people like Klopi and Mokobani that they are not going to be able to walk away free from their sins as they probably thought they were going to be able to?
I think it's a good warning for everyone who holds public office. It is one of the things that we unfortunately have not done enough as South Africans is to create a culture of accountability, that when you do wrong, you should be held accountable, and at some level, you should be isolated in society. You should not be allowed to reinvent yourself or reincarnate as a holder of public office and public power when you've already done wrong. So this is part of building that culture. And that's why I'm saying all of us need to get behind any measure that will try and instill trust and integrity to people who hold public office, whether they are judges, whether they are members of Chapter 9 institutions, or even the president. They must know that if they do anything wrong and they are found guilty, they should never ever set foot in a public office.
100%. Mbekezeli Benjamin, Judges Matter researcher, and many other things besides. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.